right, this is the Smith family. There's Dad and Mom and Colin and Leonard, Melinda and Maureen and Kyle. We're all sitting down in the den on 4516 Lake Ivanhoe Drive in Tucker, Georgia. And Colin is the oldest boy. He's 15 years old this summer and going on 16. He's working at the Slaughter TV repair shop. And we're right proud of him for that. He did work at McDonald's hamburger joint till just recently. I'd like to ask Colin a few questions. Colin, how do you like your new job?
Just fine.
How long have you been interested in radio?
Oh, since about seventh grade.
Did you ever work on any radios before this year, before you went to work in the repair shop?
Yes, sir. I fixed a few walkie-talkies and record players during school for some boys that I knew at school.
Well, tell us about one particular radio you fixed at school. How'd you happen to fix it? Be asked to fix it?
Well, I had fixed this boy's walkie-talkie antennas for this boy. He's just broken, and I just put them back together. And the boy was a kind of a talker anyway, and so he went around telling the whole school that I knew how to fix radios and all this. And so one of my good friends is in the scout, Doug Weldon, and he had some walkie-talkies that he got for selling the most tickets in the Boy Scouts. And they broke right after he got them. He said they just quit running. One of them did. And so he gave them to me and asked me if I could fix them. And so I told him I might be able to fix it. So I went home and worked on it about a week or two. And finally I found out what was wrong with a little old transistor in it. So I switched the transistor in it. And so that fixed it. So I took it back to the scout meeting next time I went. And gave them back to him. He thought that was something, so he went around telling all these people, and so a bunch of people found out that I could fix radios, and I had radios and walkie-talkies and record players and that all at my house, and fixing tape recorders once. Fixed a tape recorder at the other boy's house, and that's about how it was.
Well, thank you, Colin. You can see that Colin, when he gets to talking about radio and television, can talk for a pretty good while. Colin's also an Eagle Scout, and he has worked on with beehives. We used to keep some bees, but they all died out, so we're just kind of biding our time on the bees for right now, Colin.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever intend to get back into the bee business?
Yes, sir, maybe next year. Kind of late this year.
What do you like about the bees?
Well, they're always doing something different, it seems like.
Can you think you can learn things from bees?
Yes, sir.
They work good together, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever taken bees out of the hive and looked at them? Or?
Yes, sir.
They don't sting you?
Sometimes, if I do, I handle them rough, I do.
Handle them easy, they'll generally leave you alone?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the way the bee business goes. Colin has a brother 3 years old here that mentioned there was a bug in the house a while ago. Where'd you see that bug, Kyle? Would you come over here and tell us where you saw the bug?
I saw him over there.
What was he doing? Kyle? He was walking. Well, do you like bugs? He's shaking his head. That means he doesn't like bugs. What do you like, Kyle? You don't like anything? I bet you do. You like to play with Missy and Maureen, don't you? What about swinging on that big rope swing out in the backyard? Did you get to do that? You have to talk out loud. The machine can't see you nodding your head.
Yes. Yes.
Can you tell something about toads? Where are the toads? Are there some toads around here?
Yes, sir.
Where do you catch them?
In a log cabin.
Where's the log cabin?
In the backyard.
Are there very many down there? Who else catches them?
No one and me.
Who catches the most?
Me.
Well, that is good, Kyle. I believe you're going to be a toad catcher from way back, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You want to hand that over there to your brother Leonard?
Yes, sir.
All right. Leonard is 14 this year, Leonard?
Yes, sir.
14 years old and is a life scout. He's got about four or five more merit badges. How many is it, Leonard?
Four.
Four more merit badges to be an Eagle, and plus his project, and he's working on that. We're proud of Leonard for coming so far and scouting, and he's been a patrol leader for the last 2 years, I believe, and he goes on hikes. He went on a hike here last week and got chickabit, didn't you, Leonard?
Yes, sir.
What did you like about that hike last week?
I think I liked the monkey bridge about the best. We built a monkey bridge over a river out there, and we walked across it.
Well, what was your time? Didn't your dad time you some, Leonard?
Yes, sir. We timed to see who did the fastest, and Doug Weldon and I were about the fastest ones. First he'd set a record, and then I'd break it, and then he'd set another one, and then I'd break it, and finally ended up that he had a record of 14.8, and I had 15.5.
Well, that was good, Leonard. I believe myself you boys had a big time out there at the river. It was way out in the back country of Georgia. Up near Commerce, Georgia, Mr. Charles Hill let the boys scouts camp out on his farm up there. It was very nice, Mr. Hill, and we hope maybe get to go back again sometime, don't we, Leonard?
Yes, sir.
All right, Leonard, could you let your sister Melinda Jean talk a little bit? Melinda now is 11 years old, isn't it, Melinda?
Yes, sir.
I have to ask him. I forget from 1 year to the next. But they all growing, and Melinda's is a Girl Scout, and just this very day, she got four merit badges merit badges for her achievements in scouting. She's a Girl Scout, and the boys are Boy Scouts. And she wears a green suit now, where she used to wear a brown one, and her daddy forgets she's not a brownie anymore, and he got... what is it now? She used a greenie?
A Girl Scout.
Oh, a Girl Scout. She's supposed to be a Girl Scout.
Junior Girl Scout.
Junior Girl Scout. And she'll be in the sixth grade next year, I hope. Is that right, Melinda?
Yes, sir.
Who's your favorite buddy these days?
Jenny, I guess.
What's her last name? Jenny, tell her full name now.
Doss.
Jenny Doss. And Jenny calls you up on the telephone once in a while, doesn't she?
Yes, sir.
About every day, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Claire. Jenny and Melinda both took dancing, and they talk about dancing, I guess, sometimes, and sometimes they just talk about the sun and the moon. I don't know what all goes on, but they can talk for a half hour about nothing. Ain't you, Melinda?
No, sir.
Well, I guess... I ought to let you tell us a little bit about the swing that we had out in the backyard. No, she doesn't want to talk about the swing. The log cabin.
I already told you about those.
Can you tell us about the log cabin and the party y'all planned back there? She's planning what kind of party is it?
It's a show.
Oh, a show. Excuse me. We'll talk about it.
But it has to be a surprise.
All right. It's going to be a surprise, but she has three little girls working on it. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, they're going to tell some jokes and dance and sing.
And who are the girls that's involved in this?
Jenny McClellan and Maureen and Missy McCorkle, and Kyle's going to be in it too.
Well, that is fine, Melinda
Kyle
Jean.
Does the jig dance.
Could you give your speaker to, your microphone to your little sister, Maureen?
Yes.
Maureen? Say hello to the microphone.
Hello, microphone.
That is good. What grade are you in, Maureen?
I'm not in school.
When are you going to start?
Next year.
Well, that is fine. Are you 4 years old?
I'm five.
Five? Wow, you're getting to be a mighty big girl. Does your mama have puffy jaws like you?
Yes, sir.
She doesn't. I guess you got about the puffiest jaws in the family, hadn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, they just get puffy all the time. Did you learn to ride a bicycle here lately?
Yes, sir.
Who taught you how to do that?
Melinda.
Wasn't that nice of Melinda Jean? Who can ride the best, you or Missy?
I guess Missy.
Oh, I bet you can ride this as good as Missy, can't you?
I guess so.
Where do you like to ride the best?
Up and down, around the triangle.
Around the triangle, and who goes with you?
Melinda. Sometimes she does.
Mm-hmm. You don't go out there unless Daddy's out there and with you, do you?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh, I'm going to get you, little Jiffy.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. You're not supposed to go out there without Daddy because the big old cars come scooting around the corner, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Have to be careful. Well, it's good talking to you, Maureen. And I'm going to close for right now because the tape's about gone.
Well,
all right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, now, we almost forgot about the most important one in the family, Mama Smith. She makes the suppers and the milkshakes at nighttime and the jeep-de-jeeps and has breakfast and dinner, cleans the house. She's been working. This very week, she cleaned up the den, took all the furniture out, her and Leonard, and a rug, and Melinda helped out too. And she just was busy as a bee this week. Babe, could you tell us what room in the house you plan to do next?
Well, I plan to clean our bedroom up as soon as you paint.
As soon as I paint?
Yeah.
What color do you want to paint?
Light blue.
Light blue?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of heavenly blue, I guess.
I don't know what you call it.
Uh-huh. Well, that'd be nice. How long have you and your husband been married?
16 years.
This June?